How many Solo stoves are burning right now?
I don't know, but it sure smells like a campfire. At first, I was going to just say outside, but inside, it's gone inside the building as
I
well.
Noticed it pulling towards the building, so getting off of the interstate onto Wilson Avenue. And my first thought was, well, it's early for a fire, but somebody has like a wood-burning stove.
Somebody's getting after it.
And then didn't think anything of it. And then you're right, we can smell it in the building.
Uh-huh.
Smell it in this room. I don't have an air quality anything.
Really?
From the National Weather Service. I did a very quick news search. I don't know if this is Canadian. If there's a fire somewhere in Southwest Cedar Rapids and we're starting to... I don't know.
I know, I'm a little confused.
We're smelling smoke.
Totally. And you said you did not smell it at home. I did not smell it at my homestead, but here in the
south. Did I at home? I don't think so.
Here on the south side
not
of
that
CR,
I noticed.
We definitely smell it. It's strong.
So hopefully it's a good thing and we could have s'mores and it's not a bad thing.
What? Did I tell you, we found half a bag of like s'more size marshmallows. And we decided to have a fire this past weekend.
Because you found a bag of marshmallows?
Because we found half a bag of marshmallows.
Can I tell you, you were one of three people who gifted us some sort of s'mores kit.
You got your fireplace.
We have not opened any of them.
Are you waiting for? Those marshmallows don't get any better.
I know. I guess I'm waiting to have bad marshmallows is what I'm waiting for.
You know, do they, even if you have a stale marshmallow, as long as you can get it on the poker.
I think it's good.
Wouldn't it be fine? It's sugar.
It will be fine.
Yeah.
It's just, you're just going to melt that sugar anyway.
Toast it up a little bit.
Yeah.
It'll still be happy.
Oh, it'll be, it's not going to stop me.
I've never tried doing a stale mallow.
A stale
marshmallow. Stale mallows.
Why not?
I guess. Sugar, sugar.
If you could put stale bread and turn it into a crouton, right, or stuffing for a turkey, why can't a stale mallow make for another type of s'more?
Exactly.
Stale s'mores.
Yeah. Some of the, you know, most beat up fruit ends up making great jam.
Banana bread comes from bad bananas.
Hello?
Yeah?
Yes. Okay. Okay.
Lemonade comes from lemons.
Only stands to reason.
That...
Stale mallows.
Mallows will lead to stale s'mores, but will still taste good.
They'll be great.
Yeah, I actually, during that nice little cold snap we had, 2 weeks ago?
Yeah.
One night, I'm like, maybe tonight I start the first fire. First fire tonight.
Did you do it?
No, not yet. I'm going in on a cord of wood with my brother this fall.
What is a cord? Is that a unit of measure?
It's a unit of measure of wood.
What is a cord?
I don't know how much it is. I'm going to look it up. I don't know what I committed to.
Wait. You just got a bunch of wood delivered, and you don't know how much is coming?
Nope. A cord is 4 feet high, 8 feet wide.
What?
4 feet deep.
Wait, you're splitting the cord.
I'm getting a half the cord.
Half a cord?
Yeah.
Where are you going to put it?
Backyard. I'm going to have a wood pile.
Oh, go back to the old wood pile.
Back two houses ago, we also had a wood-burning fireplace. And my parents got us a really nice contraption that is designed to hold, I'm guessing, a half a cord of wood. So he's picking it up. I think he's getting it this weekend. And then I will proceed to just drive to his house and take some, probably in, you know, shifts.
Okay.
Back and forth.
My husband and I got some wood, like back the derecho, you know, trees everywhere. Our neighbor was like, hey, you guys have a fire pit. Here's some wood. But it needs to be split, you know, into more manageable. We have, like, logs.
Are you asking me to help with that?
Is yours coming like logs, or is it split?
No, it comes split.
It's all split.
It's split, okay. And I believe the term is seasoned.
And seasoned.
Right, which it's been dried, and it's ready to make a fire.
Yeah.
Because you want to just throw a log in and just let it burn, but it doesn't.
It doesn't work like that.
There's a lot of smoke gets created.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's too green.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Do you want some of my cord?
Can I have a half of your half cord?
You want a quarter cord?
A quarter cord, please.
Baby.
Our wood pile was substantial at first, and now we just haven't added to it. We need to get...
You need a cord also.
I need to find somebody who's got a quart of wood.
You get a cord, I get a cord. We all get cords. Quart of wood.
I've never heard that term.
You have it.
Uh-uh. Better get on it.
Cords.
Cords.
Yeah. We had a wood pile along the south side of my parents' house every year.
And it was in cords.
In cords, yeah. Some of that we would split ourselves, too. I can split a log.
Okay, great.
It's been a minute.
You're hired.
But I remember how to do it.
Good.
It's just kind of...
Get your axe.
I don't have an axe, though. Do I have an axe to grind?
Do you have a hatchet?
How long would it take a hatchet to chop a piece of wood?
I don't know.
I got a tiny little saw.
All I got is my turkey. The turkey knife. Thanksgiving. It's going to take a minute. And AT&T, good on you guys. Because they, I feel, are actually using AI the way it definitely should be used.
How?
They are testing an AI receptionist.
Okay.
It would take your calls and block all of the spammy ones.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I am getting so many offers for loans right now and something about my taxes. I'm getting a call, at least 2 to 3 calls a day.
My screening process used to be, well, if it's a local area code, then I'll answer it. Because
yeah.
It could be a doctor's office or it could be the kid's school or something.
I had one from Washington, Iowa that I took and was a person. It was actually somebody I wanted to talk to.
Yeah.
But again, you just don't know.
They're so good now at translating those numbers. And
yes.
Now it looks like it could be a local call, but it's not.
So AT&T is going to use AI to help us out with this?
Yeah. Yeah. It's going to help kind of the screening process. It's not ready yet. They're still testing it. But I could use that. Give me my own receptionist, please.
It almost sounds like, so it would be an AI gatekeeper. It would actually answer the call.
Yeah.
It would determine if it's real or fake, and then it would forward it through.
Yes.
I'm in.
Yes. If it's a real call, you can trust that, that's a good call to get. And otherwise, forget it. I don't care.
It's going to be my new front desk person, right?
Exactly.
Will they have an AI bowl of candy I can steal?
Wait a second. It's not that good.
Well, they have an AI plant that needs a little bit of watering, but it's still okay.
It's still okay, but it gets plenty of sunlight because it's out in front.
Will the AI desk hold all of our Christmas cards every year? This is going to be great. What? I want an AI receptionist.
Now I want a real receptionist. I don't think AI is going to cut it now that you're painting this beautiful picture.
Could you just imagine I'm going to walk into the AI lobby?
My own.
Say hi to them?
My own receptionist.
Wouldn't that be great?
It would be great.
Oh, it'd be so nice. Handle all that stuff.
I don't think I get enough calls.
Lay it all out there.
Brace yourself.
What's on your mind?
It's mind-blowing, isn't it?
Time for some brain show and tell.
What's on your mind?
Can I tell you how cool our friend Memphis is? Shannon's best friend, Memphis.
Okay.
Who lives in Memphis. Her actual name is Angela. What?
How cool. I was waiting for the... How cool is she?
She is flying in tonight for the world record.
Just for the record?
Yeah. That's it.
For the love of cereal or for the love of Dancing Eric Hansen?
I think it was the love of Shannon Hansen, cereal, Dancing Eric Hansen.
In that order.
On a jet plane... Round about 10:30, Shannon will go to the airport tonight and claim her.
Uh-huh.
She will hang out with us all day Friday. It's going to be fun, though. We're going to watch the Iowa game Friday night.
Love it. Oh, I keep forgetting it's on Friday night.
Friday night.
You can't say that enough.
Iowa game.
Thank
Iowa
you.
Rutgers Friday night.
Thank you.
Saturday, I'm out the door before 5. You and I got a lot of stuff.
It's a big full day.
We're done at 10:30.
Yep.
She's hanging out with us all day Saturday. I believe they're going to high tea somewhere. Yeah.
Like an actual high tea?
Yeah, with like crumpets.
The high tea bubble shop.
I don't know. All I know is there's outfits involved.
Okay.
Then we're doing SPT Theater Saturday night.
Okay.
Then I have to get up at 0:30 Sunday morning and drive her back to the airport. So she's spending 48 hours with us to be part of this world record.
To be part of the world record.
She also may be the furthest traveled.
And as not of
that
right
we,
now.
There's no way we're going to ask 2,000 people, where are you from? But I bet in that crowd, we will have some central and north and southern Iowans, maybe an Illinois person or two. But this person is flying in from Memphis, Tennessee.
From Memphis, Tennessee.
Yeah.
I did see there was a, he calls himself the Iowa Traveler, which I don't know how you can do that, but he's like a...
The other traveler has since passed.
I know. I get it.
But in the legacy of Kerry J. Hahn.
Yeah.
And he's an influencer, and he does a lot of Iowa history on his TikTok
channel. Shared a lot of information about the history of the Quaker Oats plant and what it means to downtown Cedar Rapids.
Is he coming?
And he said that he's going to try to come. His people are trying to organize his schedule for Saturday.
Who are these people?
That's what I wanted to know. I'm like, you're just a guy, right? Who are the people?
No, he's an influencer.
I'm sorry.
So, this thing is growing within the last 48 hours to a point that I wanted it to be. But now I'm thinking.
But I'm also scared of a little bit.
Yes, exactly. I'm scared of our event a little bit.
I'm excited and scared all at the same time.
St. Felix, I have it haunted houses.
Yes.
Yes.
Exactly.
That's what's in my stomach right now for Saturday's event.
Go into a haunted house.
We're about ready to go in a haunted house that's called the Serial World Record. Fingers crossed.
It's going to be a great time.
Oh, I also forgot to mention, Shannon and Memphis and their friends are going to be one of our serial stations.
Yeah, they're volunteering.
They're also volunteering to be bowl people.
She's a bowler.
She's a bowler. Team bowl.
Hey.
Maybe she'll be team milk. But she'll be volunteering.
Yeah.
Anyway, that is a gesture that goes above and beyond. It's fantastic.
That's very sweet.
Yes.
I'm trying to be very brave because a lot of times it's like, you might feel really self-conscious about something, but nobody notices.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody notices but you. You're being weird about it. You don't have to be weird about it. Just
be.
Own it. Just be. Yeah. So you got a bad haircut. So what?
I didn't realize half my mustache was cut off.
I did. I'm sorry for bringing it up.
But I just be.
But you know what? Right? You were right. Hair grows and you look normal now.
It just took 3 days.
Just a couple of days.
And well, I showed a lot of lip.
A lot of you going, and popping out more mustache hairs. So good on you, Eric. Good
just
on you.
Squeezed them out.
One at a time.
Yeah. What is going on with you today that you're being so brave?
Weeks ago, I did the yard work, got a little poison ivy
on
my leg.
Oh, that's right.
Eric, I have been wearing pants throughout all of this heat.
Ugh.
Like, I can't do it anymore. And, like, it's hot. I got so hot yesterday, man, wearing pants. I'm wearing a skirt today. I'm wearing a dress.
Yeah?
And you're just going to have to see my scarred, scabby leg, because this is me.
I'll dance to that beat.
Yeah. So what if I have a beard? So what if my legs are scabby?
Scabby legs.
This is me.
Come see P.T. Barnum's newest exhibit, Scabby Legs. You know, I will have to walk over to that side of the room and just glance.
You're gonna look at my legs.
At your scabby legs.
I should have just seen how far I could take this thing.
I wouldn't have noticed at all.
No one would have noticed.
Now I'm curious, scabby legs.
Time for The Buzz with Danson Eric Hansen on Z102.9.
Yesterday, John Deere announced upcoming workforce reductions. Waterloo is going to lose 101 positions, Des Moines 40. Waterloo employees have about a month before they're dismissed. Des Moines layoff is set for October 31st. Deere blames decreased demand and lower order.
Seriously, Halloween?
Volumes, yeah. Well, you know now, yeah. I guess, but like you're going to ruin a holiday,
well,
right?
Extra scary stuff,
yeah.
Right?
Ugh. Okay. There's going to be a little bit of education in this story, but the need for it is why I'm spending some time on it. The Corridor Metropolitan Planning Organization needs your input today so they can draft the Safe Streets for All Comprehensive Safety Action Plan. That's a lot of words.
Yeah.
Let's break that down. The Corridor MPO is elected officials and appointed representatives who are tasked with figuring out roads, safe transportation. And I'm talking everything from bikes to buses, cars, four lanes, two lanes, six. Like, they look at, if it's in our region, there is a group of people who will study this thing all the time, ask for federal dollars all the time.
Okay.
But you have to do these studies to warrant why you're asking for money. And studies require public input.
Okay.
So far, so good?
Yeah.
So they are currently working on a new safety action plan to enhance transportation safety across the region. For example, they know exactly where the bad streets are in town, where more accidents happen than other. What's causing that? Let's look into that. What can we do to help that? Bike lanes, no bike lanes, curbs that kind of, you know, slow the traffic down, right? There's all of these options they have, and this is the group that studies it, but they want your input as a citizen.
Sure.
Where do you see these things happening? What are your thoughts on making safer roads, safer transportation for all? Once they file the plan, then we're eligible to ask for money to implement the plan. So you got to get people to talk about it.
Okay.
You file a plan, then you go for the cash. Today is ask people about it. So show up between 4:30 or starting at 4:30, rent's till 6:30 at Nubo City Market, Corridor Metropolitan Planning Organization, Safe Streets for All Planning Session. Come on in, talk about what you think we need from a roads standpoint.
Just all streets? Not even
they
like
will,
a section?
They will show you where the areas are because there's a lot to cover.
Okay.
It's a 2-hour open house, right? There's a lot of information that's going to be flowing through this
there
event.
There are many roads.
There are many roads to discuss. But they've really, you can, I got deep into it. You could go to the city's website. They've already, they know where the bad zones are, right? So they already have some areas basically flagged. So we could start talking about this type of improvement would work better here versus
like
there.
It's more like traffic-based, not like, I've got a pothole in front of my house.
It's not, I want more potholes fixed. No, it's exactly what you're saying.
Thank you.
It's traffic-based. How is it flowing through? Because transportation is walking.
Right.
Bikes, motorcycles, mopeds, buses, cars. It's
all of
it.
I live near a school and people are driving way too fast.
It's speed limit.
Yeah.
It's road design. There's a lot that goes into this. So if you can show up at 4:30 today at Nubo, they would love that. If not, they're going to do all of that online as well. CorridorMPO.com. You'll find out all about it. There you go.
Thank you.
Feel a little smarter now?
I do.
If you got a little one and they love airplanes, Youth and Aviation Day is this Saturday at the Eastern Iowa Airport. 10 till 2, free, open to the public. Kirkwood Community College's Aviation Maintenance Technology and the Co-College Management and Flight Operations hangars will be open for open houses.
Okay.
There are a ton of groups that are going to be there. The NASA chapter from Ames will be there. The Experimental Aircraft Association of Iowa, they're going to be there. Rockwell, Collins will have a ton of things, plus a variety of aircraft on site, including planes and helicopters. So this is not free ride in the plane day. This is like walk around and learn about aviation day. Food trucks as well. It runs from 10 till 2. Do not go to the terminal.
Okay.
Do not park in the main parking area. I mean, you can, but A, you're going to pay a lot, and B, you're going to have to walk. No. Shepherd Court Southwest is your destination. Wayfind there, and then you'll see where the parking is. You'll see where the entrance is, and then all of the activities for you and your family. That's Youth and Aviation Day, and that's coming up on Saturday.
And now, a pop culture update we'd like to call Z's Sleaze with Claire.
Well, if you're tuning into late night TV and you're looking for Jimmy Kimmel Live...
Hey, my show's not on.
No, it's not. ABC is taking Jimmy Kimmel Live off the air indefinitely because of some comments Jimmy made in the wake of Charlie Kirk's murder. There's a lot of misinformation going on about the alleged killer, and both right and left sides of the aisle were claiming he was the other. So Jimmy said, we hit some lows over the weekend with MAGA gang desperately trying to characterize this kid who murdered Charlie Kirk as anything other than one of them and doing everything they can to score political points from it. He also pointed out that President was not grieving over the loss of Charlie Kirk. And in all of these comments, they've decided to pull the plug. It was more based on pressure from the affiliates. Nexstar, the company that owns more than 200 TV stations nationwide, has about 24 ABC affiliates. They told the network that they were not going to be airing the show. They didn't want to show it. And other stations threatened to follow suit as well.
And the FCC got involved.
And the FCC previously had threatened to take action as well. So in light of all of that, Jimmy Kimmel is going to be taking some time.
Yeah, I'll be very curious to see what happens next.
Yes.
How ABC either comes back to the table and says, what is it going to take for us to put the show back in the air? What does Jimmy need to do, want to do, would be willing to do? I don't know. He's very firm in his convictions,
right?
Is that the last we just saw of Jimmy Kimmel on television? Did he leave not on his own terms?
I know him. And he's said in the past that he's always been kind of 50-50. He takes breaks when other late night hosts don't take as many breaks. He takes a lot of breaks. Is this something that he wants?
Don't they have... One of their children has a health challenge, too. So maybe it's time to focus on the family. I don't know.
We'll see what happens there. But speaking of families.
What?
Baby news yesterday. There's been a lot of rumors about Cardi B. Is she or isn't she pregnant? And she confirmed in an interview with Gayle King from CBS yesterday that, yes, she is expecting her fourth child with her boyfriend, Stefan Diggs.
Congratulations.
She says that she's feeling very strong. She said, I'm feeling very powerful, that I'm doing all this work and I'm doing it while I'm creating a baby, which is pretty empowering, right?
Yes.
Promoting an album. She is still in the process of finalizing her divorce from Offset, despite some contentious moments in the past. He's been pretty quiet making any public comments about Cardi. I'm taking that as a good sign, a very healthy sign for those two.
He's staying out of it, right?
Yeah, yeah. She did also in the interview hint at the possibility of marriage in the future. She said that she believes in love. She considers herself a hopeless romantic, and that she and her boyfriend are very similar people. She said, we're very comfortable in what we're doing. We're both the top of our game. We just keep pushing ourselves to be the best.
Okay. I mean, you got to find common ground, right?
Right.
And if it's for the right reasons, go for it. Just go
Garrett
for it.
Believes in love. Go for
go
it.
Go for it, you crazy kids.
It's you hopeless romantic. Ed Sheeran was offered the chance to do the first gig in space.
What would this entail?
Playing in a ship or I don't know exactly. He didn't get into the details of what the offer was because he turned it down.
I don't. Why?
Well, he's a parent, and he said the concept of going to space, it terrifies me.
I get that.
I want to go to space, but I want to go when it's like flying to France, and 40,000 people have done it before, and you could just book online, and I don't want to be the guinea pig because I still feel like space travel is dangerous.
We're still in the exploration phase of how to get to space, right?
Exactly, exactly. And he said there's places on this planet that I still haven't been to. I've never been to Greenland, and I would love to see Greenland. And there's places other...
You live right next to Greenland.
You're right there.
You're there, right, man.
So there are other places on the planet I would much rather go to than space. And I'm not going to risk my kids not having a dad. He's got a 3-year-old and a 5-year-old at home, so...
Valid points.
I get it. I get it. Understandable, Ed. But what an opportunity.
I know.
That's what we like to call
Z's Sleaze.
We got cereal on the brain all this week.
Absolutely we do. And pardon us because it's all.
Pardon us, cereal brain coming through. Cereal brain coming through.
It's part of what we're doing right now. It's part of our plan.
Would you say that our cereal brain has merged with that other thing that we know so well?
I would say it has merged with business.
We're always looking to make a quick buck.
Yes, we are.
Because we come up with ideas around here all the time. We're an idea factory.
Totally. And the world record on Saturday in Green Square, 9 o'clock, show up, we'll take a bite of cereal at 10. That's all free.
Could you imagine, instead of a regular sized spoon, if we had 2,000 extra large spoons, and all you would have to do, one bite and you've taken all of them.
It right? would be a different kind of event, wouldn't it?
It would.
Yeah.
It would not only be the most people eating cereal at one time, I think it would be the most cereal eaten.
Yeah.
Right? Because by number of morsels.
Or then is it about speed? It's the fastest. The fastest group eating cereal record.
Well, we're getting ahead of ourselves because this concept of this extra large spoon is still in kind of prototype development.
Very, very early phases. But an early adopter of such a large spoon, that would be producer Ben.
New from producer Ben Better Prizes. Producer Ben's Big Spoon. Tired of little bites? Take it all in with producer Ben's Big Spoon.
Really enjoying this pudding. I just wish eating it wasn't so time-consuming, taking all of these small bites.
Save time and effort with producer Ben's big-ass spoon. You'll finish your food faster and with more confidence.
Wow, thanks, producer Ben. Now I have more time to see my family, and I feel great about myself.
Producer Ben's big-ass spoon has the same great spoon functionality that you know from a regular-sized teaspoon, but features an enlarged spoon bowl and neck for maximum spoonage.
Hi, this is Producer Ben from Producer Ben Enterprises. People used to call me a slow eater. That's when I invented Producer Ben's big-ass spoon. Just watch it in action.
Holy s***! Ben, are you using a shovel to eat ice cream?
Nope, it's a spoon. A really big spoon. It's a big-ass spoon!
Power through your mashed potatoes. Bring some hurt to that yogurt. Show that soup who's boss. With producer Ben's big-ass spoon. Available now from producer Ben Better Prizes. Look for it in the shovel section of your local hardware store.
It's the Morning Scramble with Claire and Eric.
Yes!
B102.9.
Very excited for Saturday morning, as Saturday morning is our world record morning.
Most people eating cereal in one location. So many people making this thing happen. Big shout out to Quaker Oats.
Oh, yeah.
Prairie Farms.
Yep.
City Council member David Mayer is providing our plant-based milk. I'm starting to find out that some members of the Linn County Board of Supervisors and some of the Linn County staff will be there as well. We've got the auditor, and now I believe we have the Linn County recorder coming.
Great. The auditor, the recorder, the mayor.
And the mayor.
And the captain.
And, of course, Captain Crunch is going to make an appearance as well. And then there's you. And when we're talking to you, we're talking to 2,000 of you. And as of late, this is now starting to spread to media channels and conversation areas beyond our control.
Yeah.
We don't quite know what to expect now on Saturday.
Yeah, this is going to be a really, really big morning, and we would love to have you be a part of it just so we can show a little hometown pride.
Yeah.
This is a cereal town. It's one of the big things that we produce, that we make. Let's show a little pride in it, right? Let's celebrate cereal.
You're going to get there. You're going to end. You're going to be just filled with, like, I was part of something big.
This was huge.
That's the whole idea. Okay. Three very quick takeaways on how things are going to go down on Saturday. You ready?
Ready.
Number one, be patient.
Please, pack your patience.
We're expecting about an hour to hand out 2,000 bowls of cereal, which means you might be standing there for 58 minutes.
Right. We've got volunteers there ready to go, but they have boxes of cereal and they are filling bowls as fast as they possibly can. We've got 2,000 of those bowls to fill, and we're trying to count things all at the same time. So please be orderly and kind to everyone.
We're going to have four cereal stations, each with about 500 servings. All will have milk as well. And that would lead me to number two. How are you going to pick up your cereal? You pick a station, grab your bowl, grab the milk or not. That's your call. We just don't know if we're going to have it. We're going to have enough milk. It's whether or not, like, well, I don't want it quite yet. It might be too warm. You might not have milk then afterwards. So just decide on the milk, right?
That's up to you.
But then you just need to hold your bowl.
Yes.
And go find somewhere else in the park to hang out.
This is the biggest part that we don't want people confused on, is it's not just everybody getting together and having, like, a leisurely breakfast in the park. If we want this to be a world record, everybody has to eat their cereal at the exact same time. So while you may be one of the first people in line and you have your bowl and you're ready to go, you got your milk, you got all the pieces that you need to just wait.
Hold your bowl!
Until 10 o'clock, please.
Which leads us to number three. What's going down at 10 o'clock? Mayoral proclamation.
Yes.
We will have both the Linn County auditor, who will get the bowl counts from all of the tents, and now the Linn County recorder, that'll be an official, write it down somewhere.
Recording.
Record it.
This for history and posterity, I imagine.
Then Cedar Rapids Mayor.
Yep.
Tiffany O'Donnell will read a mayoral proclamation declaring what we are doing. And then it'll be a 3-2-1 crunch.
Crunch.
That's it.
Yeah. 3-2-1 countdown. We're all going to take a bite at the exact same time. And that will be the moment that we will claim the world record.
We will see you Green Square. Cereal distribution starting at 9. World record ceremony starting at 10. You're going to be done, I would say, at the latest 10:20.
Perfect opportunity to go enjoy the rest of the downtown Cedar Rapids Farmers Market. It's the last one of the season, so celebrate that.
Putting Cedar Rapids on the map, Cereal Town USA, going for a world record. 2,000 people eating cereal all at the same time.
Claire and Eric can't agree.
All right.
So it's up to you. It's Jury in a Hurry on Z102.9.
All right, counselor, are you ready?
Counselor. Yeah, I'm ready.
Good, because we've got cereal on the brain. We can't help it. And the issue before the court today is the issue of what you're putting on your cereal.
Milk, chocolate milk. And that's the only two. We're not debating plant, oat, almond. It's just cow white, cow brown.
Cow brown. From the brown cows. No.
Chocolate or non-chocolate. That is the debate.
New concept to both of us. But we did a little taste test with Taste It Tuesday this week.
Yeah.
And I really enjoyed it on every single option. We tried it on a cookies and cream flavored cereal. We tried it on Raisin Bran. We tried it on Crunch Berries, for crying out loud.
And I'll give you 2 out of 3. But the reason I say no is because the world of cereal goes well beyond those 3 brands and flavors. And when you, for a moment, start to consider the flavor of chocolate milk on grape nuts, corn flakes.
Yes.
That Kashi?
Kashi.
Shredded wheat and chocolate? Are you kidding me? No. Special K? Wheaties?
They make Special K chocolate.
No. I'm telling you, Claire. Standard Cheerios. Honey Nut Cheerios and chocolate? Talk about an assault on your tongue.
What?
There are too many flavors of cereals to actually consider that chocolate is going to enhance them all. Some are going to clash, and you're going to hate that decision, and now you're out a full box of cereal, and you're out a bunch of chocolate milk. The safe move is to never put chocolate milk on cereal. I say no.
I say yes, and here's why. We tried it on top of Crunch Berry cereal, and I thought that was going to be terrible because you got the fruity fruitness and the chocolatey chocolate. But it works. Friends, it just does. And here's why. It's because chocolate is a friend to so many. Chocolate and honey? Yes, that makes sense. Chocolate and cinnamon? Yes, that makes sense. Chocolate and fruit? You have chocolate-covered strawberries all the time. They're delicious, right? Chocolate milk works on cereal because it is a good thing. Cereal is a good thing. And you can never have too much of a good thing. Together, they go hand in hand. And now that I've tried a couple different varieties, I am a believer. I'd say chocolate milk is here to stay with cereal.
Now we need to find out who has more fans on their side. Who believes no chocolate milk? That is a vote for Danson Eric Hansen. You can have a glass of it. I don't care. But the moment you pour it and it touches any breakfast flake.
It's not touching your cereal?
It is not touching my cereal. No, do not put chocolate milk on cereal.
Chocolate milk on cereal, yes, it is delicious with your puffs. It's delicious with your flakes. It's delicious with every single type of cereal.
Who's going to win their case today, Claire or Eric? Jury in a hurry on Z102.9.
Okay, jury in a hurry, chocolate milk on cereal. Where do you land?
Whoa.
Was that a big yes?
Yes.
Is that a screaming yes?
Sure is.
Yay! Is.
We weren't sure. It was just screaming.
I think you have a car full of yes. Jury in a hurry. Chocolate milk on cereal. Where do you stand?
We are a car divided. We have one yes and one no.
Okay. Split
right.
Down the middle, just like this room.
Interesting.
You still get. You got 2-1 at this point.
2-1.
Jury in a hurry. Chocolate milk on cereal. What say you?
Yes, absolutely.
Yes, absolutely.
I am shocked, Claire.
It's a good thing.
I was not anticipating this out of the gate. It's jury in a hurry, and it's a simple question. Chocolate milk on cereal. Where do you stand?
I'm with Claire and Nate. Chocolate.
Yes,
wow.
Yes.
Okay. Is that Nate's mom?
I believe that was Nate's
mom.
But you know what? It's still a valid vote.
It counts.
It's valid.
Jury in a hurry. Chocolate milk on cereal. What do you say? Yes or no?
No.
No.
Oh, there you go, Eric. Some company.
Don't give me a pity. There you go. Stop
look at
it.
That. Come on, yesers. Let's go.
I want the knowers to come on. Let's see who this one's going to vote for. Hey, thanks for holding chocolate milk on cereal. Yes or no?
No.
There's a knower.
No.
Ooh, another knower.
No.
It's jury in a hurry, and we're debating chocolate milk on cereal. What do you say?
We're a tiebreaker. I got one kid who does chocolate, and I got one who does white milk.
Interesting. Okay. We're getting a lot of these split votes.
Split cars.
All right. Thank you so much. So, Claire, I got a math count of 5-4.
5-4. Oh, boy. It's anybody's game, sir.
Oh, we go to this line. Jury in a hurry. Chocolate milk on cereal. What do you think?
No.
Another no.
Oh,
that takes us to a tie.
Ties us up 5-5. One of us needs 2 more votes.
Okay, what say you? Chocolate milk on cereal. We need some deciding votes here.
Hey, it's jury in a hurry. Chocolate milk on cereal. Where do you land?
Absolutely not. That's a sweet treat, not a cereal milk.
Yeah! It's cereal, guys. It's not dessert.
Oh, you guys and your rules. So fun.
All
so
right,
fun.
That's now 6-5. Jury in a hurry. Chocolate milk on cereal. What do you say?
I say yes.
Oh, let's do it. Yeah, let's go. Okay.
Claire, this is it. This
it
call.
Comes down to this.
Do you want to ask him?
Yeah. Hello, jury in a hurry, no pressure, you are the deciding vote. Do you put chocolate milk on cereal?
Yes.
Oh, yes! No, no!
Yes!
Oh! Victory for chocolate milk! This one's for you, chocolate milk! Woo!
Thank you, caller. Bye.
200-1029.
Thank you for listening to the Morning Scramble Podcast.
Catch Claire and Eric live weekday mornings 6 until 10 Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, on your smart speaker, or stream at KZIA.com.
Okay, have a good day.